Hey, podcast listeners, this month we're asking you to help spread the word about great podcasts. So think of someone in your life, tell them about a podcast you think they'd really like, and if they don't know how to listen to podcasts, offer to show them. Tell us what show you recommended with the hashtag TryPod. That's T-R-Y pod. I know, I wish I thought of that. And thanks for spreading the word. Let's say you have an illness, and it could manifest itself in any number of ways. It could be physical limitations. It could affect you spiritually, mentally. Now, imagine being able to go to a directory and looking through it and finding an artist who could help. Well, this isn't too far off into the future. Today, we're checking in with Arts Council of Windham County's president, Shantalee Gander. She joins us from our Brattleboro studios to tell us about how the artists and health practitioners in their region are coming together with a singular focus, healing through the arts. Hi, Shanta.
Hi, Mary. How are you?
So, Shanta, first talk about the panel discussion series at the Arts Council of Windham County. I know you've already had one, and there are several more coming up throughout the year. The main focus being this concept, healing through the arts.
We started planning the series, Healing with Art, Expressive Arts Therapists Speak. It's such a big topic, and I think it's just very timely. What we wanted to do was talk about the aspect of the credentialing and the validity of it as a profession, and then talk about what could we do better as an area in Vermont, actually, in terms of possibly supporting this as a viable profession. I don't want to overlook the individuals who are also doing art therapy work, and they may not have their credentials, but let's say they've been working many years in their medium, and they've been working with various groups of individuals for whom have experienced their art as healing.
Okay, so the overall focus of this panel discussion series is healing through the arts. What are some of the other more specific topics that are coming up in the other panel discussions?
Then there are other parts of the series that go a little bit deeper. So our Healing with Art community, for example, which we will be holding in May, is going to open it a bit more and actually have illustrations of individuals and their art and having them talk about the various communities that they work with, whether they're working with teens, whether they've worked with individuals in villages across the world, or whether they're working in hospitals. Then we have another part of the series in early fall, which is going to be talking about the link between healing with art and the environment. And then we're closing the series with healing with art and then how individuals are creating art and healing within themselves as they're doing their art practice. Looking at specifically what does it mean when you say you're an expressive arts therapist. This is something that is timely for now. People are looking for ways to take action, ways to heal, and, you know, different ways to sort of try to make sense of everything. And this just seemed so timely to open up this discussion and also see who was out there doing the work and to connect with the bigger institutions who are in our area, whether, you know, it's the Brattleboro Memorial Hospital or the Brattleboro Retreat, to see how we can collaborate around this topic. All too often, as individuals are seeking out various ways to care for themselves or take steps towards their health, arts may be overlooked only because when we think of art, you know, we may be thinking of it in a traditional way of, well, I go into a museum and I go look at it. That's the extent of it. This is another avenue to consider and explore how the two actually talk. You know, it'd be great to get a neuroscientist to talk about the, you know, what actually happens in the brain as individuals are, you know, doing art and what's the linkage actually for people to see and the linkage between healing and being well and what happens when an individual engages in art as a part of that process.
So take us a little bit into the future. I kind of alluded to that in the introduction. You know, someone who's in need of some kind of healing may soon have another outlet for that by thumbing through a directory and finding an artist who can potentially help in the healing process.
So what the Arts Council of Windham County is doing now is we are in talks with the Brattleboro Retreat. We are in talks with Brattleboro Memorial Hospital about becoming potential collaborators around this series to see where they where they would like to fit in and like to see this go. But we're also playing the role in starting a directory and reaching out to see who are the individuals who are either expressive arts therapists who are credentialed or artists who have worked many years in a setting with various types of clientele or individuals, and they've seen a transformation, or their clients have expressed that the work they're doing with them is healing. So to have two different types of under this massive directory, a way for all of these individuals to network with each other. This is definitely the beginning of a conversation, so we will definitely see how far this goes.
Yeah, that's exciting. Thanks so much, Shanta, for coming in and telling us more about the series that the Arts Council of Windham County has put together on healing with art. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Mary.
That's Shanta Lee Gander, the Arts Council of Windham County's president. To find out more about Healing Through the Arts and the Arts Council of Windham County's panel discussion series, visit vpr.net.